You're a little older and a lot wiser. The future is yours. Define aging on your own terms. Welcome to AARP Without Limits with your host, Mike Olander.
Hello and welcome. This is AARP Without Limits, WPTF Talk Radio, disrupting aging with the power of 50,000 watts, and our podcast available anytime on demand at WPTF.com or through our Facebook, AARP North Carolina. I'm your host, Mike Olander. I'm the State Director of AARP North Carolina. Got a great program for you today, folks. Rosalie Calarco, who is AARP's Associate State Director in Eastern North Carolina, is with us to talk about the great work she is leading in the coastal region, as well as her work with AARP with veterans statewide. But before we get to her, ladies and gentlemen, as always, I am joined here in the studio by my partner in crime and esteemed production engineer, Mr. Jason Kong. Jason, how are you today, sir?
Mike, I'm wonderful. More importantly, how are you today?
I am doing really well. And I have to say, it's great to have Rosalie on as we're now into the springtime because I start thinking about visiting the coast more. I start thinking about the beach. And it brought up the question to me this morning, Jason, as I was driving to the studio. You know, there's this informal debate that many people have, you know, mountains versus the beach. North Carolina has got both in abundance. And I'm curious, you're a Florida guy, as we often remind our listeners here, and I am from Jersey. Curious, what do you think? What are you? Are you more of a beach guy or a mountain guy? And why?
I've had access to the beach my whole life being from Florida, so I appreciate the mountains a little bit more because that was a bit more rare for me. So if I have to pick between one of the two, I've kind of had my fill of the beach, so I pick the mountains.
Well, okay. I'm a little bit surprised there. I thought you might maybe a childhood association with good times at the beach or something there down there in sunny Florida. But because for me, that's what it's about. I'm definitely more of a beach guy. I love the mountains. I love the relief you get going to the mountains in North Carolina during the summertime in particular, right? Nothing quite so relaxing as, you know, having a little glass of wine or a cold drink or something in the mountains, having a nice dinner with a little breeze out there in the summer when you know that in other parts of the state people are kind of trying to survive, especially down by the coast sometimes. For me, Jason, definitely the beach is tied to my childhood. I grew up at the Jersey Shore, and you know, the experience of being able to go to the beach whenever I wanted during the season was always really great. It was definitely, I think, a defining experience of my life. But, you know, as we've talked about here on this program many times, Jason, as we get older, perspective changes. You think differently about things. And in my mind, I've always had this picture that, oh, when I retire one day or when I slow down, whatever it's going to be, I'm going to wind up at the beach somewhere. And in recent years, I've been thinking, I love Charleston. You know, the restaurants in Charleston are wonderful. It's a charming, charming city, great beaches and all of that, great culture down there, just a really, really great place to be. Also looking, though, at the North Carolina coast, lots of great places to choose from there. But as you know, Jason, I had a very interesting experience last year when I went out to Utah during spring break. And I went out there with a dear friend of mine and was at first didn't really know what to think about the idea because it's spring break and I'm thinking, Utah, well, you know, I want to go, you know, spring break, I want to go where it's warm. I don't want to go where there's snow and ice and all of that. But we went to southern Utah. We went to Moab and just happened to be the tail end of Easter Jeep Week, which was pretty fascinating. But was even more fascinating to me was the landscape and the culture and just the barrenness of the desert. And I have to say, Jason, I was so just intrigued by it, by the peacefulness of it and the mysteriousness of the desert, just these incredible landscapes that you are always looking at. The sunrises, the sunsets are just, you know, without description. I got to a point where I'm beginning to think, you know what, I could see myself, you know, when I retire or slow down, whatever it might be, considering moving out into the desert to be able to experience that. I have to say, though, Jason, You know, I've only been there. I've been there in the winter. I've been there in the spring. And that, of course, is the most hospitable time to be in the desert, right? So this summer, Jason, I have to say, August, we are planning another trip out to southern Utah. And I have to say, I'm interested to see what my opinion is going to be after being in, oh, say, 120-degree dry heat, where the senses are in full survival mode, perhaps, me being very well aware of what the situation is and what the environment is, and me, you know, being an older adult and wanting to survive as long as possible, wondering what that experience is going to be like. What do you think, Jason? What do you think that's going to be for me?
I'm very curious to know. I don't have a prediction either way, but I will be curious to see how you take it.
Well, we will let you know. When we get past August, folks, we will be sure to be talking about Utah. Anyway, let's bring it back home, back where we can keep it real, to the coast. I'm very happy to have our guest with us today. Rosalie Clark has been with our AARP North Carolina team for a couple of years now. And she's been leading some really, really incredible work. And I'm so proud or so happy that we have the opportunity to be able to brag a little bit about the work that she's leading there and what we've got to look forward to in the coming months. Rosalie, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me today. It is a pleasure to be on and talk about what is going on in our coastal region of the state. I do have to say, when you're talking about beach versus mountains, it's definitely one of the many great things about our state is you can be able to vacation in both. So as a beach person, I tend to go to the mountains for vacation. But like you, I would prefer probably to end what we like to call the good life in my region, be still at the beach and just vacation in the mountains. So I thought that was always interesting geographically where you live, what your preference is. But we get the pleasure of being at the beach in my region, so I certainly take advantage of it. Recently, our region has done a lot with our Community Challenge Grant partners, which I'm very excited about since that closed yesterday, and getting to look at our applications for our 2024 year. It's one of the highlights that our volunteers enjoy in our livable work is getting to see what people put in for. And just, I think that sometimes is where we get to have a meaningful impact in the folks we're serving. So recently, through working with our 2023 Community Challenge Grant partner, the North Carolina Blue Way Greenway Gullah-Geechee Heritage Trail, and really kind of helping them establish some more age-friendly spots along their trail. It's kind of a unique trail because there are specific historical points on the trail based on the Gullah-Geechee people who mainly in our area from, we'll say, Jacksonville, North Carolina to St. Augustine, Florida is considered the Gullah-Geechee Heritage Corridor. So most of the folks who came over as enslaved were part of the Gullah-Geechee. So parts of this particular trail have some historical presence that gives information on the Gullah-Geechee. So what we were able to do is provide benches, but also the educational, I don't want to say storyboards, but that's what the term is for them, about the Gullah-Geechee and specific historical points on the trail, which has been really cool. So part of that, we have been able to actually have community members who are retired that are working on this decide to become our volunteers, which has been really great because this was already a passion of one of our lead volunteers to begin with, and her work with this, which every year there is what is considered the Rice Festival. And this year we sponsored their ancestry reveal, and two of our volunteers at AARP, one in the Triangle region and one in our region, did their ancestry reveal, which, if you all are aware, for African American and our Black population, it is very difficult to trace back your entire history, your ancestry. So AfricanAncestry.com is able to trace to the origin country based on mitochondria DNA, where your family heritage originated from in Africa. And if you do Ancestry.com, you can get back to about the 1870s based on the slave trade papers, right? But it's very difficult to find anything past that, because on the U.S. Census, basically our African American population from that time period was not on the census. You could only look through like slave trade papers, and that does not give a specific name. So it was really cool that we got to be involved in this ancestry reveal, and two of our volunteers were able to find out where their families had originated from. And they said they did it for their grandchildren and some of their other family members, just to be able to have history of their knowledge. And so it kind of came full circle, because one of the volunteers that did it came on because of the work that we did through our community challenge grant in our area. So I really love that, because it was really meaningful, and we're able to contribute to things in that sense. So that was a really great experience.
Excellent. I'm glad you started with the community challenge grant, and as it gives AARP an opportunity to be able to provide different types of support in ways that communities may not be aware of. Folks, we're going to cut to a commercial break now. When we return, we're going to continue our conversation with Rosalie Colarco about AARP's work in the coastal region of our state. This is AARP Without Limits. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is AARP Without Limits. Folks, just a reminder, we always love to hear from you. If you have a question, if you have a comment, a suggestion for a future topic or guest, please send us an email to aarpwithoutlimits@aarp.org. We've been speaking today with Rosalie Colarco. She's the Associate State Director for AARP North Carolina in the coastal region. Rosalie, you have a really fantastic volunteer network of AARP volunteers out there in your region. They're doing some really, really fantastic work. Can you please tell us a bit about the group, and what are some of the highlights of the work that they've been doing?
Yes, I can. So, and this will follow along the lines, I feel like, part of our livable work as well. One of the areas that we have a strong passion for in our livable work is our food insecurities for seniors. So, I like to give credit that the brainchild behind this idea was our previous Associate State Director for the Coastal Region, Suzanne Lafayette Black, in that we had several volunteers passionate about addressing this need of food insecurity. And our local food bank had approached our volunteers about a once-a-month opportunity to come in and pack the senior boxes that go out to other organizations that are addressing this need for the seniors in our Wilmington area. And so that's been probably a few years going strong, but our volunteers pack anywhere between 400 to 500 boxes in a three-hour period. It is quite amazing. Carol LeBlanc is our lead person on that particular site, and she just does an amazing job. She really has it down to an art. So that is one opportunity to love. And then we realized that through one of the volunteer opportunities we do with Work on Wilmington, we were at a community garden, essentially a farm at 6 acres, but we recognized that in that particular area, it's a food desert, and there's a lot of seniors that are being served in that area. And through another volunteer, the local food pantry that served the seniors in that area was wanting fresh produce, but they were not able to go out and volunteer in the garden to be able to get the produce. So we said, what if we go and have our volunteer team to go work in the garden and help them, and then we donate what we are harvesting in the garden to the food pantry, Bread for Life, to their seniors so they can have fresh produce in their boxes that they have delivered to them. So that's been a really great opportunity that we have been able to work on and address this need for our seniors and that particular part of the community with food insecurity. So another way that our livable work, I feel like, touches folks that we are trying to address some of these needs for.
Mm. Thank you for sharing that. We're speaking with Rosalie Calarco. She's the Associate State Director for AARP North Carolina, based out in the coastal region. Rosalie, you are also a staff lead on our veterans outreach work. Before we get into the specifics of what that looks like, can you please just inform our audience, why does AARP do special work on behalf of veterans and military families?
Yes. So veterans and military families is really one of my passions. Based on my previous career, I really have a heart for veterans, particularly Vietnam veterans. But most people don't realize that, you know, AARP has 38 million members nationwide. And of those 38 million, we have 6 million who are veterans, active duty service members, and their military families. So it's really quite crazy to have 6 million members. So we want to make sure that our veterans and our active duty really are able to be able to get the benefits that they need and, you know, thank them for their service. I think a lot of people don't recognize how much our veterans, our active duty, and their families sacrifice for us to be able to have some of the privileges and freedoms we get as Americans. So we really want to honor that. And actually, in March, Vietnam Veterans Day is March the 29th, and that's will be something that we are like doing special shout outs for. And we've also got some great stories for our female veterans since March is also Women's Veterans Month. But in North Carolina particularly, it is a passion statewide for us because we have the highest veterans population. We're 8th in the country for veterans population. So it is really great that we get to really promote our AARP veterans, military, and family services that we have, caregiving, our job research bank, to assist the folks in our state and just be able to give back to them. So the count we have, our AARP statewide council, which is made up of our AARP veteran volunteers, but also we have community partners statewide who either are veterans and they are assisting veterans or they work for organizations assisting veterans. So like veteran service officers and things of that nature. So coming up, Shirley Garrier, our lead veteran volunteer, and myself will be presenting at the North Carolina Department of Military and Veterans Affairs statewide conference on our AARP veterans and military resources on March 20th. And then in June, we have a few council members who are partnering together, and we're going to sponsor on June the 12th is Women's Veterans Day. And so a few organizations are putting on a Women Veterans Summit on June 12th. So we will be involved with that. And then in the fall, we are going to put on our own Women Veterans Summit as well to help out our female veterans, because we realized through the great research we're able to do at AARP that we have a lot more female veterans, and that is a group that we haven't been able to address some of the needs with. So it was one that we decided, along with our rural veterans, we really wanted to focus on giving back to. And specific to our coastal region, we have partnered with a group called Liberty Commons, who does 2-day retreats for female veterans. And they are an equestrian horse farm where they come out and do kind of like therapy through the horses. And so this is a new partnership for us that we're able to come in and provide our veteran resources to these female veterans, but also their family members through our caregiving resources.
Hmm. That is wonderful to share, and I really appreciate all the work that you're doing, and you and the volunteers are leading there in the coastal region. I think a lot of folks don't realize, too, you know, I think AARP, and they know we're an organization for people 50 and older, 38 million members, but they also don't realize that, as you mentioned, a large number of veterans and military families are our members, and, 5 million roughly veterans. That makes us we're obviously not a veterans organization, but the largest organization nationally with veterans as part of our membership. Rosalie, in the last 30 seconds or so we've got here, you have a great network of volunteers there. For those who are living out in Eastern North Carolina, how can they find out about how to volunteer?
Yes, great question. People can always go to our state page at aarp.org/North Carolina and look up volunteer, and you will be able to fill out some information for us to be able to contact you. But also, anyone can always email me directly at rcalarco, that's C-A-L-A-R-C-O, at aarp.org.
Wonderful. And if you didn't catch that, folks, you can always just send us an inquiry to our show email address, which is aarpwithoutlimits@aarp.org. Well, that is a wrap. I want to thank Rosalie Calarco for being our guest today. I want to thank you to Jason Kong for production. Thank you for listening. This has been AARP Without Limits. I'm Mike Olander with AARP North Carolina. We'll see you next time.